vai. E dice a miei fratelli che son vivo.
I'm Emily Harris in St. Peter's Square, where tens of thousands of people waited to file past the body of Pope John Paul II. As the sun set behind it, the doors of the Grand Basilica here were open to them. Many people had been standing for hours in the square or the thick line that stretched down the main street leading to the basilica.
I'm Sarah Inzer, and I'm from Springfield, Missouri, and I've been standing in line for 2.5 hours now. Currently, we're moving about 2 feet every half hour, so it's getting a little hard on the knees, but I heard hope that the doors might open soon, and so we're kind of holding out for something to happen, I guess. I've got my book. I've got a bottle of water. We'll see how far I get.
The crowd was packed behind metal barriers, standing in place for long stretches of time. Then police moved them forward in groups. Volunteers handed out tens of thousands of bottles of water, and medics were on hand in case of emergency. At least one elderly woman was taken away on a stretcher, but officials say there have been only a few such incidents.
Cristo è risorto veramente, alleluia. Gesù il vivente qui con noi resterà.
Whiling away the time in line, 24 young Franciscans sang religious songs. Despite the long wait, people were happy to be here. Many said they felt unified with the massive crowd. Most people waiting to see the Pope were Italian. Some chanted his name as if they were at a soccer match.
Giovanni Paolo! Giovanni Paolo!
But people were also here from all over the world. Polish and Brazilian flags fluttered above the line. Vincenza Guietta lives in New Jersey, but was already back in Italy on business when the Pope died. He canceled his appointments for a chance to be near the Pope's body.
My son called me this morning, and he asked me, and he goes, are you going, are you on your way to St. Peter's? And I said, you know, Max, I am. And he goes, good, because you have to do it. He goes, you just have to go. And I said, you're right, I have to go. It's not really what I expected. I expected a lot more chaos. I expected a lot more confusion. But everybody's just been really somber. It's really more of a somber attitude. It's like an inner peace.
The solemn procession moving the Pope's body from the Apostolic Palace to the Basilica briefly appeared on St. Peter's Square. Applause broke out, bells tolled, and those waiting knew soon they would be able to pay their last respects in person. After hours in line, each would spend just a few seconds passing by the Pope lying in state. There would be no time to kneel, barely time to cross oneself. Still, this man studying in Rome felt the wait would be worth it.
My name is Madalai Muttu. I am from India. I felt hungry. I'm tired. But I'm going to pay a homage to a great man. I'm happy to be here. This little sacrifice, I feel it very happy.
Vincent Serrato felt the same way. After a three-hour drive from his hometown to Rome and spending the afternoon in line, he left the basilica and his moments with the Pope's body feeling enlightened.
It's something you can explain. It's so beautiful, you feel the truth of the life.
Emily Harris, NPR News, St. Peter's Square.
Much.